Hey, what's going on? And welcome back to A New Sound with me, Morgan Brown. Hope all is well. The world is finally back. I'm sorry that I've been on break for a little bit, but I'm coming at you guys with a bunch of new interviews for the podcast. And for this first interview out of the next couple, I interviewed this band named Slumber. They are fucking sick. And with me to introduce this episode is their manager. Hey, Jane, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
So that was good. That was easy, right? That wasn't that bad. So how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm tired. It's early. Packed day. We just put out the song yesterday. So
yeah. State of Flux is out. And we're showing a preview at the end of us talking before the interview. It's crazy.
Yay.
It's absolutely amazing. Now, when we first met, you told me how you met Slumber, and it was such an interesting story that I definitely want you to bring it in. How did you even get involved in managing this band?
So, do you want the short version or the long version?
let's go with the mid version. Let's go with a short one with a little extra clips. Some extra stuff.
I don't want to out myself about who I had a crush on.
No, you don't have to say.
There was someone in an adjacent band that played a show with Slumber who I was into and friends with, and ended up at a Slumber show at some art store on Long Island in the middle of summer 2018. And then I was okay, cool, Slumber. And then they released their first song, Waking Nightmare. I'm whoa, Slumber's really good. And they've been on my radar. I kind of became friends with Nick. They released Don't Turn Around in February 2019. I ended up booking them for a show at Knitting Factory. And so the whole time I was there's something brewing, there's something there. And then in summer 2019, I skipped the opening night for my off-Broadway producing debut to go see a Slumber show in Bed-Stuy. Because I'm there's something there. This is more worthwhile than whatever theater thing I'm doing. And I went, and their show had completely transformed their live show. And I was okay, I've been wanting to manage a band. They're doing something. There's potential here. I think this is the time to meet up and make it happen. And so a week later, I invited to my birthday party. I asked Nick if I could manage his band. And it's been that ever since.
And that's amazing. And now, how have you adapted to? How was your first experience managing a band? What do you think? Any advice that you can go into? Because a lot of this podcast is a lot of interviews with artists, but I really try to focus on a lot of the industry stuff because most people don't know anything when they're first starting out. So how was your experience getting into that world of specifically managing?
I think both Slumber and myself were just kind of figuring out how it works and how our manager relationship, artist relationship works. And the first couple of months was kind of hard. It was how much do I step in? How much do I let them have their control? And then we kind of found a happy medium of okay, we made a to-do list. It's okay, Jane handles this, Slumber handles that. And it's gotten a lot more involved. It'll be 2 a.m. and Nick will call me and be hey, you up? I have a song. And it's been, you know how on iPhones you can pin your group chats and stuff? So I have my three best friends. And then I have the Slumbers. That's what I've been calling them.
Nice.
Nick, John, and Christian as my other pinned contacts.
Great.
They're the only ones who are allowed to call me in the middle of the night.
Okay.
unsolicited. But yeah, it was kind of figuring that out, and also the trials and tribulations of the music industry, figuring out what works and what doesn't. And, we should have sent that email earlier to maybe get on that bill. But I think in January, February and March of 2020, before the pandemic, we started having a lot of highs, which was nice because we're whoa, we're doing stuff. And then, a whole pandemic happened and we're oh, fuck. Wait, am I allowed to say fuck on here?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
It's mostly swears.
Great. we're oh, fuck, there's a whole pandemic. What do we do? Had kind of a four-month hiatus in a sense of just trauma.
Right.
And then,
of course,
I think it was me. I was okay, we don't know what's happening, but let's start making moves. And so we filmed a music video. We got in the studio. We made plans and a whole bunch of stuff. And then we've just been working all spring to release this song.
Great. And it's out.
It's out. It's very exciting. We actually recorded this one the entirety of May.
Got you, yeah.
This one was quickly done. The other stuff we recorded before, but we're going to put State of Flux out first. We got to make that happen. It was all recorded within like a 2-week period. And then we like got it mixed in LA, and then we sent it to someone to get mastered, and then we pushed back the release date, and you know, the things
But now it's
happen.
Out. But now it's out, and we're about to hear a clip of it. So
yay.
It's gonna be great. And thank you so much again for coming on and helping me introduce the band. Now, one last question before you leave. When you were first listening to this band, like, what made you get into them? Like, lyrically, musically, energetic? Like, what was the actual appeal? Because I think describing for why you love a band so much for other people who are, like, other indie bands and stuff, it's very important. What officially, like, drew you into it, like, initially?
So I'm always interested in it, like, musically first. I want to know, does it bop? Does it slap? Like, what's...
Okay.
Can I dance to it? That's usually what I'm into.
Of course.
But the way that Nick, like, usually Nick writes the beginning of the songs and then brings it to John and Christian. But the way that Nick writes songs, he doesn't write them traditionally. So if you listen to Waking Nightmare, you don't really get the chorus until 2 minutes in, because you're getting verses and like pre-choruses and lots of stuff. So it was very unconventional. And then the lyrics are very good. And then it also bopped. Like last year.
Those are the important things that you need.
Last year, Slumber was my most streamed artist on Spotify, which was very embarrassing for me.
Right.
But it's because their music is very good, and I generally add it to all my playlists because they're really good.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much for hanging out.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
No, of course. And now you're about to listen to a clip of their new song, State of Flux, as well as my interview with Slumber. So thank you so much again. I hope everyone is doing well. Jane, thank you so much again. You're going to hear your shout out in the interview. And let's go. Thank you so much again. And here is my interview with Slumber. So hey everyone, thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
No, of course, absolutely. I really got into your music after, I mean, we have a mutual friend, obviously, Jane, your manager. We became kind of friends.
She's awesome.
She's great. And so she showed me like a lot of your songs, and it's really cool. I really like what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Now, what is the So I want to ask everyone, like, how was your pandemic? Like, obviously, as artists, like, COVID, doing shows was a big thing. But also, we can talk about the new single that's coming out as well.
Yeah, sounds great.
So how was everyone's... Are we all alive? We're all okay?
I think I'm alive. I mean, from the looks of it, I guess I am. But, well, at least for me personally, the pandemic gave me time to really sit and reflect. We made some playlists, some music playlists. Mm-hmm. So it gave us a chance to dive into each other's music, see what each of us like. Also gave me some time to look into some, explore what I like as well. Obviously we have a song out. So Nick, I think you like to talk about that.
John, how was your pandemic? I'll talk about the song in a second.
Yeah, cool.
Sure. Yeah, my pandemic was pretty cool. I mean, unlike a lot of people I know, I was, I guess we'll call it fortunate enough to keep working. So I work a part-time job at a local hardware store that, I guess, I'm not sure if you can name it or not, but it's a hardware store.
Gotcha.
They wear a particular color. So I was nonstop working the whole time, and I was still teaching my guitar lessons virtually. So not much changed for me. And again, luckily, none of my family was seriously sick or...
Well, that's all we can really, that's all we can hope for, honestly. I just want to make sure everyone's like, okay, because I know a lot of people had a really tough time, artists specifically, like just...
Yeah.
Now, were you guys, what was the start of the band? How did you guys all come together, and where did you guys like meet? Like, how did you guys all come together? And then is Slumber like this new project?
Yeah. So, John and I met in our first class in college ever. So this was freshman year of college. It was a music history class, and I ended up sitting right next to John. And just from that point, we just started talking, you know, just casual talking, like, you know, especially first year of college, first day of college, you're like, I don't know anyone in this room. So let's just kind of like reach out. And it just by random chance of fate, we ended up like talking a lot more, and I learned he played bass. And at that point I had just started like really playing guitar and doing some solo stuff and writing for myself. So we decided that it was cool if we just started jamming and stuff. We had a drummer for a little while, and then we met Christian at the beat. Well, I met Christian at my old part-time job. And we were playing the show we played right before the pandemic, and we were looking for a new drummer, and Christian was ready and willing, and so he learned all the music. We got right to that show, and ever since he's been part of the band, writing and recording.
Oh, that's awesome. It's really cool how like bands come together, like in college and stuff like that, and then just everyone else they know. Now, what school did you guys all go to?
John and I go to Brooklyn. Well, went to Brooklyn College.
Good, awesome.
I'll be back there again in the fall.
Oh, cool.
And I met Nick in a coffee shop. So I was actually studying for my real estate license at the time.
Oh, sick.
So I told another person that I worked there. Then word got out to Nick. Then it was having a show. I was like, all right, I'm down to play. And then got smacked by the pandemic.
Oh, man, it's definitely not great for that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, timing-wise, it was weird because Christian started practicing with us about January, February of 2020. The show was literally days before the pandemic actually hit the US. It was March 5th or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And then we had a lockdown in mid-March, obviously, and most humans know the rest. But yeah, we didn't practice really most of the pandemic up until about June, right, guys? I think it was about June we started coming back together. But at that point, it was like, okay, we're an entirely different set of people because we're working on new music, we're working on new vibes. It was like we didn't have a live show to prepare for, so it was like it's just a very different creative setting. But it's cool to work in that
headspace. No, it absolutely is. I mean, because the songs that you guys have put out so far have all been really solid. Like I would have honestly thought you guys would have been a band for a lot longer than this, because like it's really tight. And like even the production is really creative. A lot of the stuff, like the influences seem to be all kind of around the board. Like, what are you guys like all into? Because the synths are like completely like retro in a way, but like have this weird like lo-fi vibe. I'm really curious to see where you guys all gravitate towards.
I'll get ahead of the influences for a second, but a lot of the production on that EP was thanks to our friend Warren. He produced the EP and did a lot of the writing and production work with that. And he also helped mix our new single State of Flux. So he did, he always does an excellent job. And yeah, he just did a great job at like really taking our ideas. Cause that was the first time that I had at least been in the studio for something like that. And I really appreciated the direction and guidance. And then in terms of like how we wrote the songs in the first place and like musical influences, we're all across the board and different.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. Where do you guys usually record?
Variety
all over the place.
Yeah. Gotcha. Wherever works.
for sure.
Even bedrooms.
Yo. Yeah. That's like how you do it these days. You get a Focusrite interface and you just kind of go to work, man.
You could record. We're playing there.
Exactly. So wait, now John, so like what influences were you like going for, like when you were coming up with these like songs with everyone, like what was the vibe like?
So I wouldn't say a specific kind of vibe, because when we started Slumber, it was doing our own thing. It was going off in our own direction and everyone was stepping into a different set of boundaries, or rather no boundaries at all. It was kind of feel your own way through this and do what feels good. So the only thing leading me was I just didn't want to be a standard, typical bass player, because I know that, and you know, there's definitely a value to being a root note bassist.
Oh, for sure.
But when in a three piece band where Nick has got a whole load on him doing vocals and guitar and anything else, and Christian's doing drums, I can't even fathom how difficult that could be.
Yeah, but, no, definitely.
So I want to try and add some melodic aspect to whatever it is we're doing.
Yeah, because I mean, the rhythm section is just really tight on these. And the overall production was really creative specifically.
Thank you. I'm glad, because I don't see myself as too creative of a person. So the fact that the fact that people think it's creative makes me feel good.
If you play in a band, you're a creative person, man. You're fine. If you play musical instruments, like any form to be creative, you can be.
Thank you. But yeah, that's the guiding factor. It's just trying to be interesting. Sure. And I know that when I was growing up, I didn't know what a bass was until my band teacher sat me down and said, this isn't a guitar, this is a bass. So it's almost like my goal to let the world know that, hey, the bass is here, it's cool, and you should try playing one too. It's fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, I think it's also interesting because you get so, again, like there's a lot of like the lo-fi synth stuff, and sonically as a band, it's very interesting for a three-piece specifically, which is kind of interesting. So how do you guys incorporate that when you play live? Do you like have other people play and like tour and stuff, or?
No, it's always just been three people.
That's awesome.
The vibe is definitely a little different. At least up to this point, we haven't ever done like the sync live sound stuff where like we take some of the stuff that's on the record and just play it while we're playing. It's definitely a different sound. There's no hiding the fact that like we're not able to play with three people, a keyboard, a piano, John on bass, me and guitar singing, you know, drums.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's no way to actually encapsulate.
It's tough.
But I think that all three of us can speak to this of like the sound is actually really cool when we play without that stuff because it's a little bit more raw. And we end up playing a little bit more energetically to kind of fill in that gap there. And we have our creative ways to, you know, approach certain things. But the way that the live show or just how we perform and even practice differs from it is just like, we just always have the idea that this is the song's emotion and just the general like feel of the song is always there. And it's just about which elements are coming in more prominently. Is it like, you know, the guitar riffs and the synth stuff or in the record, or is it like, hey, we really want people to sing along and really like feel this song so that way they can go home and listen to the song on their iPod or whatever.
Totally get that. What was the songwriting process like when you guys first started? Like, how did that, like, who was like writing and who was working on like developing like a sound? Like, what was that? What was like the dynamic between you guys like?
Yeah. For the EP, a lot of the songs that were written, just generally, I write a lot, almost all the lyrics. And some of the, like, the music chord structure, sometimes I dive into that, but usually I leave that to us when we're sitting in the same room. For the EP, a lot of it was, okay, I have this outline of a song on acoustic guitar and me singing. Let's just figure it out.
Right? How most songs definitely start from that perspective.
Yeah, and like, let's just kind of translate it to the best way we can. And sometimes it's pretty literal. It was pretty like, okay, this is very much beat for beat what it sounds like. And other times we transformed it. The song Shapeshifter off the EP, that song definitely took a transformation. It was a little bit more like upbeat, drivey, and what it ended up being was a little bit more jazzy, and that was a combination of us just feeling it out and seeing like differentiating the songs, but also just Warren and talking.
Absolutely
figuring it out. Now for State of Flux and going forward, I think it's definitely more of a collaborative process. I'm sure that I'd actually want you guys to talk a little bit about it, but like for me, I feel like I'm doing less by myself. And definitely relying more on the other two guys to like really bring like something totally different to screw me up intentionally. So that way I can then bounce back off of it and create something different out of it.
That's so interesting. I never even would have thought about it like that way. So what are your guys' opinion on like, or how your perspective on State of Flux and stuff coming out? John or Christian?
it really gives the outline of the pandemic for all of us, just wishing we was in different shoes and where we were. It causes you to like kind of really look inside and just one second.
All good. Yeah, I think he's at work.
Yeah,
I feel bad. I'm sorry, I could have rescheduled.
So it's all good.
You're good.
It just caused us to like really look inside and just be okay with being in that state of just going with the flow. It's okay to feel like you want to be in different, positions or different shoes, because it's just what makes us human. As far as the writing process, you know, just same thing, piggybacking off of Nick, he basically presented the whole outline as far as the demo and the lyrics. And then once we came together, it was like the skeleton was there that we put the meat, mm-hmm. the skin and everything on top of it. So I'm excited for what's going forward because, you know, as we're playing and practicing with each other, the more we'd be able to see like, oh, we could add this here, or we could add that mm-hmm. there to each song. So, you know, even like simple things like, okay, so we got the verse and chorus. Now what's something to, you know, take us from the verse to the chorus. So it's mm-hmm. not a quick switch. So I feel like we're just, every time we play, we're learning each other's style more and more, and it's just helping us to grow musically.
When you guys are writing songs, are you really big into writing in the studio, or do you guys really like preferring like perfecting songs like in practice and stuff? Like going off of each other's rhythm and stuff and things.
Definitely depends, because if in the studio we realize maybe that should have been something different, then we'll choose it in the studio.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
We'll definitely write it. But we are, I would argue, more for perfecting it beforehand. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And usually at the studio, we've had some pretty great producers in the past. Nick had already mentioned Warren. They might say, hey, well, maybe this is better here, or maybe we should try adding this in. So we do a bit of both, but we definitely do want to have a good solid idea of what the music is before we go spend the money, mm-hmm. put the effort in, the time.
Oh, definitely.
Making it to a production.
Yeah. As Christian mentioned, the skeleton before, like we wouldn't ever show up to the studio with just a skeleton, at least not at this point. Because I'm crazy psychopath and I can't ever make decisions. So for me, it's like, I would prefer to have
more time. Yeah.
Specifically lyrically and like melodically, I want a very clear idea of what the song sounds like and all of like the extra, mm-hmm. you know, the extra parts of stuff that we can't play just the three of us when we're normally practicing. That's the type of stuff that we end up saving
for sure.
Through the process in the studio.
For sure. Are you guys any like really big on like gear and stuff like that you specifically like to use for things? Or because I know a lot of people are musicians who don't have any preference on any kind of gear. Or what do you guys like typically like to go with
John?
For like certain things? Oh, is John the gear guy?
I think we have to bring up the 12 string now.
Oh boy,
hold on. All right, so, oh wait, no, this is audio only, right?
Audio only. Yeah,
is it worth showing? It's right here.
Yeah, no, I can edit it.
Yeah, check
this is us time.
Take a look at this, hold on.
Oh god,
now he's bringing on the bass.
This is a bass. It's a, with 12 strings.
Wait, it's a 12 string bass.
Hold on. I'm realizing I'm being stupid here and I can't hear you, but what was that last part?
It's a 12 string bass?
There are 12 strings on this instrument. Yeah. There are for
what
every...
could that do though? Like what's why?
You know what? I don't know. My grandfather literally found it on Guitar Center because he bought me one thing one year and he kept getting all the magazines in the mail, like, you know, like, oh, the coupon books. He goes, do you like this? And I'm like, Grandpa, what am I going to use that for? He talked me into talking myself into it. And then I got it. And it's crazy. It almost sounds like singing, because there's two, for every thick bass string, right? So for every regular bass string, there are two of the same pitched one octave higher string, or two octave higher strings. So an E plays three times when you play it, an A plays three times, and so on and so forth. It is ridiculous.
I regret asking about gear. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah. You know, now
I regret that.
I go right here just for the rest of the show. I just put it on my bed behind me
for
the listeners.
That's fucking sick. That's fucking awesome. That's so cool. Did it make it onto the record is the question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, not State of Flux, but for future releases, definitely stay tuned. It sounds like nothing you've ever heard before. It's like we had to record it half as a guitar and half as a bass in order for it to go through. It's ridiculous, but it's so cool. And I got to show my grandfather this.
Are you sponsored? Are you sponsored by this bass?
My grandfather. Only my grandfather.
Awesome. I'm glad.
But if you want to know, it is a Dean Rhapsody bass.
Oh,
that's
got it.
That's the name of it.
And there's the plug. There's the plug for the bass.
There's the plug. Dean, give me free stuff.
Oh my God. That'd be so sick. Now, what has like when State of Flux, I did notice, like, cause I did get to hear it prior to the release, where it kind of goes in a different direction than a lot of the other stuff. Was that a conscious decision to move forward in a different kind of sound, or just wanting to experiment a little bit?
It was really just birthed out of that 3-month period where we weren't meeting at all. And while I have a general bass understanding of playing bass and drums and everything else, mm-hmm. like I definitely cannot play it as nearly as well as these other two gentlemen right here. So for me, it was more of just like, all right, I'm just going to experiment on some DAWs, on some, you know, just go into some music programs. Let's just kind of make some music because I can. And actually I was taking one of my final college courses at the time. It was like an electroacoustic music class. So it was constantly like pushing me to try new things. And the song that ended up like being, as Christian said, again, that rough skeleton was State of Flux. Mm-hmm. I ended up really, really liking it enough to the point where I told it to the guys. Eventually when we came back together, I said like, is this a viable song for us to just put out? Cause I really like the way that this sounds. And I think that it could be representing us very well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, give it a couple months and then we started and then we recorded the song. But yeah, it was it's not necessarily like, oh, this is our new sound. This is the signal of like what's to come. It's more of just like, hey, this is just the way we recorded this track. It's a little different, but I like the way that it the energy of it. I like the dancing.
Yeah, no, it's cool, man. It's really cool. I really dig it. I really dig the stuff. Now, the world's kind of opening up. Is there talk of touring? Is there talk of another EP? Like, what are you guys like doing on now, like to like push yourselves now that you're kind of like on a really good momentum, like putting out songs?
Yeah, we definitely have had a lot of discussions about everything, you know, about everything.
For sure.
We have some singles ready to, you know, like waiting, like we're focused right now on State of Flux, but we have a couple more songs that we're hoping to get out by the end of the year.
Oh great.
So we're not like going too much longer without more music. In terms of anything else, it's just whatever opportunities are presented, you know. It's like we don't ever want to do something that will be is not worth our time, but also just kind of like you know, just like it's just whatever. But I think that overall, I'm excited to get back to the world now that
I think we all are.
Yeah, it's, right. Yeah. It's like
we're all dying.
The last inside. Show that we played, which was days before the pandemic, was so cool that I think both us as a band, Jane, our manager, and every one of the people who saw that show and who didn't see that show, but were excited to then come to the next one. I'm hoping that we can, you know, like
replicate
that feeling.
Dude, that's great, man. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited for the single to come out. And again, shout out to Jane for getting you guys on like the show and stuff. And thank you guys so much for hanging out and talking about everything, guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, good.
So go check out their single. It's out right now. So
yeah.
I'll see you guys later. All right. Thank you guys so much again.
All good.
Thank you.
Bye guys. No, of course. Thanks, guys.